Hey everybody, it's the 7th of December and we are reviewing a lot of stuff. I'm adding on a little bit to things I've talked to you about earlier in the year, and today I want to address again the simplicity of prayer. You know, as I think about prayer and as I think about how people interpret prayer, I think so many people think about prayer as being these long conversations with God, which we're going to talk about tomorrow, by the way. But I think so often people forget that very short prayers are also important and they're also effective. And we see this modeled with Jesus himself. We see him give prayers that are a few sentences long. You know, I can think as I think about short prayers, and some of the most powerful prayers that I have ever prayed have been extremely, extremely short. Prayers like two-word prayers, help me. Man, that's a desperate cry out to God, help me. In those times that I just can't find the words, and when people say, I just can't pray to God. Oh yeah, you can. You can say, help me, right? You don't have to be able to figure out this wonderfully long prayer in your time of need. Help me. I've shared with you before, when I just can't find the strength to pray a long, meaningful prayer, I say the words to God, you know. And what I'm saying is, Father, even though I don't have the strength to get it out of my mouth, you know what my need is. You know how I feel. You know the desperation I feel. And Lord, I'm going to hand this over to you. And I do that with those two words, you know. Here's two other words that can be a prayer that we should be praying constantly. Thank you. I find myself, and I laughed at myself the other day, I walked into my closet and I didn't know if I had any clean t-shirts. And I reached down and I found a clean t-shirt and prayed, thank you, Lord. And then I thought, oh, that was silly. I just thanked God for finding a t-shirt. And then I checked my heart and I said, well, was I really thankful to God that I got that sweatshirt? Or if I find a parking space close to the front door or whatever it is. Yeah, as long as my heart is thankful, God loves those prayers. I'm sure he does. Thank you. Those little things, those big things. Thank you. Or this two-word prayer. I'm scared. Now, some of us, you know, we're big and tough and we're afraid to ever admit that we're scared. There's some things I'm scared of, like bears. But there's not a whole lot of things that I'm scared of, like that get my blood pressure up and my pulse is racing. But there's a lot of times that I'm worried. And isn't that being scared? And just admitting to God, I'm scared. Or what about this, when we don't understand, just saying, I'm confused. And handing that over to God. Or I hurt. Sometimes I just need, in my desperation, to admit to God who he is. And there's a two-word prayer, your God. Like, you're number one, like you're the biggest thing. Your God. Prayer should be simple. We should never not pray because it's too hard, even if we can get those two-word prayers out. So today, what's your two-word prayer? Is it help me? Is it you know? Is it thank you? Is it I'm scared? I'm confused? I'm tired? I hurt? Or your God? Let's pray a short prayer today. Father, for the people who are listening to this today and what their need is, you know. And thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.